It's Thursday, April 17th. I want to share with you a product that's on the market, a vaccine called Vaxilis. I pulled the package insert and here it is. This is insane. This vaccine has six vaccines in one: diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, Haemophilus B, and hepatitis B. Six in one. Let's take a look at the package insert. First of all, they tell us that epinephrine and other appropriate agents and equipment must be available for immediate use if you're going to be giving this vaccination. Okay, you got my attention. This vaccine is indicated for 6 weeks old through 4 years old. It goes on to say a review by the Institute of Medicine found evidence for a causal, not correlation, causal relationship between tetanus toxoid, one of the components, and both brachial neuritis and Guillain-Barré syndrome. Look that up, Guillain-Barré. It's a type of paralysis. It looks a lot like polio. It also says apnea, that's difficulty breathing, you kind of stop breathing, following intramuscular vaccination has been observed in some infants. Oh, but it gets better. First of all, studies that brought this product to market, there is not a single randomized controlled study with an inert placebo. It's only tested against other vaccinations. Ingredients, you're gonna love this. 319 micrograms of aluminum is used as an adjuvant. That is, it stimulates the immune system to wake up to the antigens that are in this vaccine. Other ingredients, formaldehyde, bovine serum albumin, that's albumin or protein that comes from cows. Then they put some antibiotics in here, neomycin, streptomycin, polymyxin B. What could possibly go wrong? And of course, my favorite part, section 13.1, it's right here. I'm not making this up. Vaxilis has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or impairment of fertility.